Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, and I want to talk to you today about a subject called faithfulness and being faithful. Now, faithful means full of faith. Faith is believing God according to His Word. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11. And faithful also means true to duty. If you have something that needs to get done, you're going to do it. That's faithful. True to religion. Of course, I like to talk about a relationship with Jesus Christ. You're going to do what's necessary to have a relationship with Jesus Christ consistently, whether it's church attendance, prayer, fellowship, worship. Faithful, true to marriage. You're going to stay true to your spouse. It means loyal, constant, not fickle. You know, we live in a day and age today where people are just very transient in marital relationships, even in church attendance and churches, and it's very hard to find people that are truly, in fact, faithful. As a matter of fact, faithfulness is what's going to breed stability in Christianity and stability in your Christian walk. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, it says, "Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find?" And the admonition here is it's hard to find men that are faithful, men that are constant, not fickle, that stick by the stuff in terms of walking with the Lord, church attendance, prayer, Bible reading. But boy, people are really quick to say just how great they are, to sing their own accolades, to pat themselves on the back. You know, if somebody's really good at something, then they'll be the first to tell everybody else. But the Lord really wants to see us live out our life in action by being faithful. See, the thing is not everybody is gifted at singing or preaching or, you know, whatever it may be. I lack a lot of gifts in myself. But one thing that everybody can be and everybody can learn, because it's a character trait, it's not really a gift, is faithfulness. Being faithful in your marriage, being faithful to God, being faithful to your local church. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, Paul speaks to Timothy and he says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." You see, faithful men will stick to the course. They won't waver. They won't flint and fall. And if you teach them the ways of Christ and the ways of the Scriptures, they're going to stick it out and live it and then teach others also. And that's what Christianity is, and that's what it's all about. We learn faithfulness ultimately from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful and true witness in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Antipas, and also in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Antipas in Revelation chapter 2, verse 13 is said to be a faithful martyr. And in conclusion, Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. You know, to minister to those for the Lord, on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to be faithful. You need to be faithful to God's word. You need to be faithful to God himself. And you need to learn faithfulness. We need a few faithful men and women. Will you be a faithful man or woman? This is Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church, your pastor for the day.